Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday. This is Lisa Diamond on Beamer Whatever Wednesday Blog Talk. I am also with my co-host, Ian Robb. I guess it's official. He's a co-host now, so we'll keep him on board for a while. And we are going to be continuing our conversation on the 100 meetings in 100 days, as well as the current summer promotion. We're going to talk about the BSIT. And I'm just going to go through a couple of announcements before we get started. Tonight is the national sales call. That is at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Pacific Time, and that is at BeamerMeetings.com. You definitely want to jump on tonight, get your teams on, re-engage some of your distributors who may not be up on everything that's going on in the company right now. Dr. Burka is going to be our special guest on the national sales call tonight, and he's going to be talking about the BSIT, which is back in inventory and available for sale, the BSIT or the office pack, which includes the messenger bag, which also accommodates a B-box. If you haven't had an opportunity to take a look at that, it's $630. So we definitely, everyone loves to hear from Dr. Burka, so make sure you let your teams know that call is tonight at 9 p.m. Also, as you probably are fully aware, the home edition with the free Go Pack is still going on, that promotion, that summer promotion. It is available only until through August 31st. So you definitely want to take advantage of that. And Casey Conrad is going to be doing a special tea time on Thursday, tomorrow night, August 19th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time, also on BeamerMeetings.com. She's going to be talking about how to close more sales with the summer promotion. So if you've still got people on your prospect list, you definitely want to tune in to Casey tomorrow night. She's always got amazing tips for everybody in the sales world. Also, this weekend is a live Beamer Saturday in Minnesota. So if you're in that Midwest area, it's definitely, even if you're not in Minnesota, it's definitely worth a drive. I attended the first one that they did in Sarasota. Gosh, I think it was back in June. Anyway, Albert Bosk, our CEO, is going to be attending that meeting, as well as Chris and George Veronis, Bettina, and Casey Conrad. Lots of great training. There is a presentation, guest presentation, the night before on the 20th, Friday evening. So if you've got prospects, it's a great way to introduce people to Beamer and get them on a Beamer session. There's also a live presentation next Wednesday evening, August 25th, on the equine set. It's a business opportunity presentation for the equine world, and definitely want to check that out. And obviously, if you've got people that need to attend academies, there are several of those going on starting in September, and they're scheduled out all the way through October. And with that, I am going to welcome Ian Robb to Whatever Wednesday. Ian, are you there?
I am. So
So I'm actually an official co-host now. Is that true?
Yeah, I guess it is true. Nobody else taking the job.
My goodness. So I want to raise. I want to have my own car. I want to have all these things. Let's work that out here pretty soon. So it is a whatever Wednesday because I am in the process of doing 101 things in one day. So besides having a 100 meeting challenge, I'm doing everything in one day. I'm moving. I've got Quarter Horse Congress capped or all teams meeting today. We got the all sales meeting. I've got to do 101 things with getting myself ready to get out here. Are you still here in California, Lisa?
Ian, I'm hesitant to let you know that, but I am still in Southern California, yes.
Okay, well, guys, I really need your help because if you push one and you tell Lisa to come join me and we can convince her to drop her flight back to Florida, she and I can go on the road, take whatever Wednesday, and travel cross-country and have meetings all the way through. Come on, Chris and George Varonis. I know you're listening to us. Dial in. Help us out. Let's get her on board. In fact, I'm going to sweeten the pot for you, Lisa. You know what I just did?
I have no idea, Ian.
I just bought the office pack. So I have an extra B sit. So we'll have two B sits. You'll be in the car. And what kind of music do you like listening to? Come on now. I guess she's laughing too much, guys.
This is too much. All right. So if you do have questions, please hit one on the phone. Questions, testimonials, comments. If you've had a meeting in the last week or the last month, and want to share with us any tips that you experienced and the success that you've experienced, we would certainly love to also hear that as well. And Ian, I think you have a special guest that you're going to introduce to our audience today, yes?
Yes. So we've been focusing a lot on having 100 meetings in 100 days. And I have a gentleman that I've known for, 25 years. And he is a professional tennis coach, and he used to play in college at USD, and he also used to play, he plays international tournaments. So a lot of people that listen to the show always ask me, do we have tennis players that are using the Beamer? And I say yes. This guy has an amazing story about Beamer. He also talks about how he integrates the Beamer into his practice and all that good stuff. So I'm going to share that up. That's what I'm going to do right there. So we're going to set you guys up. I'm going to have you guys listen to this call right here that I did with him, and we're going to set you up so you guys can enjoy this for 16 minutes. Go ahead. I have a great opportunity here to have you guys meet one of my friends, Rodolfo Rodriguez. Rodolfo, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, Ian. Thank you for having me and accompanying you today. I am originally from Guadalajara in Mexico. I come from a family of tennis players. My father was a tennis professional, and he also comes from a family of people in sport, on the one hand, and also of educators. Along with education, which turns out to be an important aspect, I came to the U.S. as a junior to compete and to train, eventually going to the University of San Diego, where I played college tennis. And after that, I graduated from business school there. I was a tennis professional in East Hampton in New York for some time, which was a great experience, and have also been competing always at the highest level that I can, you know, given my ability to play, and you know, along the way with those goals of mine in the sport, it's sort of how you and I began this conversation with Beamer. Like every good athlete knows, along the way we have to deal with injury, and we look for ways to recover and to find ways to stay healthy, to maintain our performance, and this is really how you and I first began this conversation.
Yes. So I have a lot of people that they know that I used to teach tennis and play tennis. So they're always asking, who's out there that's using the Beamer in their tennis world, in their recovery? So we have a tennis professional here that teaches. He's also an investment banker, so he uses this vehicle of teaching in his world and playing tennis to talk to a lot of people. And in this opportunity, not only by playing, he sits down and he talks to them, and all of a sudden he'll start talking about using the Beamer. So let's talk about when I first had you use the Beamer, how you had that entry. Let's go over that one a little bit, my friend.
Sure. At the time, I was dealing with an Achilles injury, and it had been a persistent injury for some time. I had tried a few different things, the traditional things that you would try for that kind of injury, until we tried it for, I think it was one time, and it made a significant difference to the point where I was very intrigued, I was very surprised that something that I could do once could have such an impact. I remember going to the court and actually forgetting about it. And this is when I realized, wait a moment, how I've been limping all this time, and all of a sudden I do this, I use this device for one time, and I feel such an improvement. I could basically walk pain-free, which was not something that I could do, you know, in general. I remember using it, I think, three times, and then I was able to actually play. I remember that clearly. So the experience was pretty impactful because obviously I could not only deal with my activities of daily living, like going upstairs and downstairs and doing things that we all do, but also work and also performance. Competing, training, and that's when I became really into it and looked farther into it and eventually ended up getting a Beamer of my own.
I mean, it's amazing how these little things we take advantage of, like being able to walk without being in discomfort or something of that nature. And then all of a sudden you do this, you forget about it, that's great. And then all of a sudden we start seeing it, we start working with you, and then you start seeing me being a little bit more involved, and you start seeing that I'm able just to talk to people. And I can just set up, and then all of a sudden they get interested in it, and they buy one. And then I get another person, and then they buy one. You're like, man, this is not a bad business aspect of it all. And with your teaching and with your wellness background, did this become a natural fit for you in your business model?
Yes, I think, you know, for people, particularly for those pros like me who still compete, so we have students that
call from one.
I'm interested in what we're doing. So let's say I'm still competing and training, so they want to know your results. And they know about injuries, and they know about things that you do to recover, because they also use, they also have injuries that they need to recover from, you know, even from their league play or the different matches they play or whatever activities they perform. And so it becomes easy for us to share, you know, sincerely what it is that we use that has been helping us. And for the most part, I try to recommend the things that I've used and that I've tried and that I know have worked for me and that I can confidently recommend that they may try to see how it may also work for them. And obviously, Beamer has been probably at the core of what I have been recommending, because it's just such a fundamental tool for us as competitors, as people in the well-being and fitness world.
You know, it's funny because you did play number one for USD, and you were one of the top open players here in San Diego, and now you're playing a national level, and you're playing quite strongly there. In the 45s, Rudy doesn't want me to tell you what his ranking is right there. But I'll let you guys look it up, because I think you're going to be quite surprised. His name is Rodolfo Rodriguez. Rodolfo, tell us a bit about that big tournament that you had, that international tournament that you had with Mexico.
It was actually a binational tournament. It's an invitational tournament. It's sort of a private event, but it's U.S. versus Mexico. Although I was born in Guadalajara, Mexico, I was actually recruited by the U.S. team. And I played for the U.S., but it's a great event. We've played it a few years. We get played 1 year in the U.S., 1 year in Mexico. It's a wonderful event. I was able to you know, put Beamer to the test there, because I needed to play 10 matches in 4 days. So under very tough conditions, this is in Huatulco, Mexico, very hot, kind of tropical weather, and playing two, three matches each day. Under normal circumstances, it would be really hard to do, but having a process for competing and recovery, and with a true emphasis on recovery, I was able to win every single match for the team. We won the tournament, and I can tell you that I can credit my recovery to Beamer for being able to play as many matches and remain injury free and pain free, and be able to win. You know, that I cannot control winning or losing, but I can control the things that I can do about how I go about my recovery. And Beamer has been, like I said, at the core of it.
It's pretty amazing, isn't it? To think that as we get older, we're actually being fitter and we're actually helping our recovery probably better than we did when we were younger, because we're really having to focus on it. So once we get injured, it kind of stays with us a little bit longer. So that's great.
You know, growing up, for most athletes, we focus a lot on conditioning, because we're always trying to get faster, stronger, and we're trying to, you know, reach higher levels. But as we start to get to, particularly those of us who compete in the age groups, really the name of the game is recovery. So we don't need to train hours like we did. We've already put on those hours, and definitely we sort of have those miles on us, but here the key becomes, how am I able to come back tomorrow and play a high level match again, as I did yesterday, right, or as I've done today, and be able to have the same performance and remain injury free? I think at this stage, your greatest adversity is not your competition, it's injuries. You know, it's not being able to compete. It's not being able to play, not being able to recover on time to play the next tournament. And that's really where the best players excel, that they are the ones that remain healthier, so they can compete more, they can play more.
So you're not that surprised when you hear about professional tennis players that play in the ATP or whatever, the ones that have longevity in their careers. It's kind of interesting how we hear how they use the Beamer. You're like, that kind of makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, no, that's, you know, many athletes, I know many athletes obviously are sponsored and they're ambassadors for the brand, so you see them and it's obvious. We know of many athletes, particularly in the tennis world, that are using it religiously as part of their training programs, that obviously don't share as much about it because they don't have a stake in it, but it's being used every day.
Rodolfo, since we're talking to a lot of independent distributors right now, and our theme for the last month or two has been 100 meetings in 100 days, tell us a little bit about, because you have me come on out, and you say, Ian, come join me, help me teach these clinics that I have at the club, the very prestigious yacht club here in San Diego that you work with, and then I help you teach these clinics, and I help push them and make them going, and then at the end, you like to introduce them to Beamer, and that's a great tool for you to kind of talk to them a little bit about Beamer and help them with their wellness and their recovery. Talk a little bit more about that and how you thought about doing that for them.
Sure. So at this particular club that you're talking about, we have periodic clinics that we offer to all the members. So we have a large audience of members that participate in these clinics. And, you know, these are very active people that like to play hard and train hard, and they do other, you know, yachting activities. So as part of our offering to them with their tennis game and all things related to their fitness, it's very important that we talk to them about their recovery, because it really is about creating a culture of comprehensive well-being. And it isn't just, you know, I park my car and go to the tennis court, play my game, then I leave. you know, at times we're able to get away with that. But for those people who really push their bodies more, they need to be able to be better educated as to how best to go about, yes, maybe warm up and maybe cool down after their activities or before their activities, but something more comprehensive that will help them with their longevity in their activities. You know, these people play tennis, but they do all these things, and injuries do come. I always, when I talk to people, I say that there is really no free lunch. One pays the price. Either you pay the price with warm up, cool down, and investing in tools like Beamer. And definitely there is a cost to all of that in terms of time, energy, and the funds that I may invest in my Beamer. But if I don't pay the price there, I pay the price at the back end, and that will be in injury. And that will be on the time that I'm out of my game. That will be with doctors. That will be with physical therapists. That will be with perhaps other things that are, you know, maybe not so reversible, like injuries. And, you know, we talk to them after we've seen all these different, you know, shoulder surgeries or knee surgeries or all the types of more invasive procedures where, you know, who knows, maybe they could have been prevented. And we were fortunate enough to find Beamer, use it ourselves, realize how helpful it is, and now we're in the position that we can share it with them. And obviously all of us win because we're able to maintain them enjoying their activity, and we're also able to maintain our audience and our market that we work with.
Absolutely, Rodolfo. And I find that not only do my athletes that I work with focus on it for recovery, but I talk to them a lot about how preventative it is and how they warm up faster and how they're more pliable, more flexible. And I've seen that with a lot of the athletes, their movements, their tendons, their ligaments, the hips, the shoulders, their joints, their backs.
Sure.
They're a lot more pliable. They're a lot more flexible. So that's big reason why I stress using it. Is not only just for the recovery, but so it's very preventative. So they're not going to get those huge strains or issues or whatever kind of going on.
Correct. And that's why, as you mentioned, in these clinics, we get an audience of people and we just share with them. And we talk to them as a group, and obviously we talk to them individually after that as necessary to help them understand. We have had different programs where they've been able to rent a Beamer or, you know, do different things until some of them just have bought it as well, just as they've tried it, as you know. So the response has been very positive once they understand what it can do for them.
The word of mouth. Once one buys one, they talk about
Correct.
It. They stay on it for longer, and they just have a great time with it. So,
Correct.
So that's good. So, Rodolfo, thank you so much for joining us today, and I appreciate it. I've been wanting to get you on for months.
Thank you for the invitation and the opportunity to share with our fellow distributors. You know, everyone has their story, their own story of how they found Beamer and how they are now sharing it with others. Yes, I appreciate the opportunity to share mine and, you know, to continue to work with you, obviously, to address this with our players, and you've been obviously very helpful, really as our main source of education for Beamer and things related to Beamer.
Well, that's great. Well, hey, thanks. Thanks. And if you guys have questions, let me know. I will share those with Rodolfo Rodriguez and get back to you with some of the answers, but I'm going to let him go now because he has to go off and go teach. Thank you, Rodolfo.
Thank you. Enjoy, guys. Good luck.
Okay. All righty. So how many people thought that was interesting? Just call in, dial one, and see if we can have any of those tennis players out there and can use this to their benefit, to who they talk to. What do you think, Lisa?
Yeah, it was a great interview, and Rodolfo is such an awesome guy. But I was thinking while he was talking that the tennis court isn't the only place that you could have these conversations about Beamer and recovery and prevention and, you know, injury prevention, but also on the golf course, whether you're an avid golfer or just a weekend golfer, especially with the partnership that Beamer has right now with the PGA Magazine and Mike Weir. So those are some additional validation marketing tools that could be used. And it's summer and people are out enjoying themselves and playing sports, you know, golf, tennis, pickleball, bocce, croquet.
And you're just naming them all, aren't you? You're going right down that list. All right. Do we have anyone that would like to talk to us today?
Actually, we do have a caller on the line. If you guys have questions, comments, testimonials, please hit 1 on your phone now to get into the queue. 713-569-713-569. You are live on Blog Talk.
Hello, Lisa and Ian. It's Sandra in Houston. So I just want to thank you all for everything you give us. And in particular, I used one of your tips yesterday on the flexibility. I had a meeting with a whole team. It's a startup company. They're doing hospitality recovery suites for people after surgery. And so looking at Beamer in that aspect. And so I did the first session, and then I forgot, and so the second one, and I wound up with 4 people, and I had all of them do the bend over to touch the toes. And, of course, you know, the change afterwards. And it's so dynamic when you have a number of people around and they're seeing that all for themselves. It's very dynamic. So I just wanted to say thank you for that tip and encourage anyone who's forgetting it, like I often do, to remember, because it's great.
Well, that's awesome, Sandra. Thank you for sharing that. And hopefully that made a difference in your presentation, and you'll be bringing on a great new distributor.
I hope so. She's going to be fantastic.
Awesome. Thanks for calling in, Sandra. Have a great day.
You too.
All right, our next caller is 724-504. You are live on Blog Talk.
Hi. I guess that's me. Hi. I have only been using the Beamer for a couple of weeks. I'm kind of new. I am a distributor. And thank you for doing this, by the way. My first call was yesterday. That was very informative, so I really appreciate them. And I'll be on probably every day. But I have a question because I have someone that has a PEMF device that they use for some problems in their spine. And I think it's not Beamer. I think it's one of the other ones. But I was on the Academy last weekend, and Rick said that the secret sauce is that the Beamer works on vasomotion, which I think is great, but the other ones do not. So I wanted to talk intelligently about these other PEMF devices that people are using when I talk about the one that they should be using. So I was wondering, does anybody know, or where can I get the information about how these other PEMF devices work physiologically as opposed to the Beamer that works on the vasomotion, which is, I believe, what we all need. So do you have any information on that?
Yes. And I'm sorry, what is your first name?
I'm sorry. It's Nancy, and I'm from Pennsylvania.
Nancy. Okay, great. Thanks for calling in, Nancy, and I appreciate you as a new distributor jumping right into Blog Talk. I will tell you that a lot of people that have been around for a while, the only thing we had at the beginning was Blog Talk, Blood Flow Video, and a Beamer in our story. So it's nice to see some new people getting on and taking advantage of this. So in your academy, they may have shown a slide that shows the comparison of five other PEMF devices. Do you recall seeing that slide in your academy?
No, I don't.
Okay. So then it is definitely in your back office, there is a distributor library. And if you go to the tab that says product information or sales and marketing, there is a PowerPoint presentation, and it's called, it's the Beamer presentation. It's in PowerPoint, and you can download that. There is a slide in there that that shows visually a study that was done with Beamer and five other devices. Now, during the study, none of the names of the devices were revealed. However, afterwards they were. And what the study shows is that on day zero, none of the devices were on, and it measured various different markers. One of them was the increase in oxygen, and I believe that's the slide that is in the presentation. And what it shows is that on day one when they turned on the devices, it shows that increase in oxygen. And then they go to day two, three, and four. And each day they're showing the levels of increase by using each of the devices. The interesting part of the study is that on day four they turned off all of the devices and took that measurement. And even on day four, the residual effect of Beamer was still higher than any of the other devices at their highest point when the device was on. And so that slide actually really helps people, you know, with the visual aspect of why Beamer is different and how Beamer is different. In addition to that, our you know, we have four patents on the device. One of them is the plus signal that no one else has. So, you know, the way that the Beamer signal is delivered is unique to any other PEMF device. And then I will just finish this with, we are also the only PEMF device on the market that is a cleared Class 2 FDA medical device.
Okay. Yes, I do know
that. Did that answer your question?
That gives me a place to look.
Nancy, you might see some of the other. Nancy, real quickly, you might see also that some of the presentations, Saturday presentations, whatever, in the back office, and take a look and watch those and review those, because the academies are great, but there's a lot of education that's back there, and they might even mention it in some of those presentations as well. Then mark it, know it, and then you can learn from that, and you can share that as well.
Okay, that would be great. Okay, also you said that Dr. Burke is going to talk about the BSIT tonight. Could you tell me how to access that information or his presentation again? It was
It's our national sales call, which is every third Wednesday of the month. It's at 9 p.m. Eastern, and it's a Zoom call, but all you have to do is type in www.beamermeetings.com. And that will get on the call tonight.
Okay. Very good. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Have a great day. All right. Our next caller, 530-557, 530-557. You are live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is Bridget from California. Thanks so much for the call. I have a question. I have a friend who's a golfer. I'm not a golfer at all. And I would like to know how to effectively use the PGA Tour magazine component with him. Is the magazine a physical magazine? Is it an online magazine? Is there an article How do I reference him to Weir's support of Beamer?
All right, so hello? I am going to yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, great. There's a, for those that are calling in or listening, there is a delay on Blog Talk Radio. So just kind of, it's not like we're talking back and forth and there's like a 2 or 3 second delay. So in your back office, under sales and marketing, and I believe...
You're looking for it right now, aren't you?
I am looking for it. So you have the Mike Weir testimonial is in the back office under sales and marketing. It's under ambassador assets. So I would definitely use the Mike Weir. And then I believe on life.beamergroup.com under sport, there is an article regarding the PGA partnership, the PGA magazine partnership. I'm trying to find that for you.
What
so real quickly, you're going to find it. Go ahead, Bridget.
Oh, this partnership, PG&A magazine partnership, I don't know what that means in terms of Beamer to the relationship with Weir. I forget his first name. But is there a magazine? Is it virtual? Is it an online magazine? Is there a, you know, paper magazine where you could get a copy and open it up and say, see, this is what this partnership means as it's expressed in the magazine?
There is. And if you take a look at the newsletters that we get each month, you'll be able to find it there as well, okay? And you'll look under the marketing aspect of it all. And it's right there, too. I'm sorry. I was trying to look at it a little bit, too, so I could pull it up for you as well, where that is located. So the partnership that they have, it's going to be in the Essential Guide to Golf magazine. That is a real magazine for the PGA Tour, okay? We are in a marketing partnership, and they actually had a great interview that they did with Mike Weir, is his name, and he talks about how it is his what, 15th club or something of that nature? Yes, his 15th club, and what he likes about it. So you can find that there in the newsletter, and you can download and share this advertisement, because that's what it is, and it's in the official PGA Tour Essential Guide to Golf, and it's this month of August, and you should find it right there, Bridget, okay?
So what that means is that Beamer is advertising Beamer in that magazine.
And they did an interview with Mike Weir. The magazine itself did an interview with Mike
Weir.
That is correct.
You can read the interview in that magazine.
Correct. It's a marketing partnership with the PGA Tour is what we have going on right now. And it's in the Essential Guide to Golf magazine. It's an integrated marketing campaign that includes print advertisement. Okay. And it's digital advertising. And I guess I'm gonna do what David Olson always does. You know what I'm going to do, Lisa?
Are you going to give her your email address?
Yeah, I'm going to give her my email address. Why don't you email me, and I will personally send you the link to the advertisers, to the article, everything like that. So it's Ian, it's I-A-N, dot Rob, R-O-B-B, at beamermail.com.
I'm sorry. I wasn't ready to write it. Can you give it to me again?
It's okay. I'll say it again. Yeah, let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Perfect. It's Ian, I-A-N, then it's going to be a period, then it's going to be Rob, R-O-B-B, at beamermail.com.
R-O-B, like boy, boy. R-O-B-B, boy, boy?
Yes, 2 B's for boys, correct.
Okay, So that's ian.robbb@beamermail.com.
Correct. R-O-B-B, correct. Like my grades that I got in school, nodding the D's.
Okay. Thanks so much.
Thanks for calling in, Bridget. Also, if anyone else is interested in looking into the PGA partnership more, if you go into your back office and on your dashboard, you scroll down to the August monthly newsletter that the corporate office puts out, there's a section, marketing updates, and if you click on learn more there, there's a whole section you can actually download and print or email and share the Mike Weir story. So that's available in the back office. And next caller, 919-802-919-802. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is Joan from North Carolina.
Hi, Joan.
Can you hear me? Hi. I was wondering, in the past, when we had actual academies, we could invite a customer to attend an academy. Does this also work now with the online academies? And if so, is there a fee for this?
Okay, so we could invite people to the night before the academy. They would do a live guest presentation the night before the academy started. They used to be on Friday and Saturday, so that live presentation was on Thursday night. Now that we're online, there is no pre-academy presentation. So if, it's for distributors only, and it's part of, it's part of your fee that you pay to be a distributor.
But Lisa, I'm going to mention one thing. Those Saturday that they're doing for Beamer, like meetings all around the country here, those Friday nights are for guests to be able to come out and learn about Beamer. Sorry, members. I'm always thinking about tennis. So that's what it is right there. So see if you're in a local town, Minnesota's this weekend. If you have a prospect, a guest, or anyone that you want to attend, I think it's the Friday night before the Saturday showing that they're doing, workshop, whatever it's called, and enjoy them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also,
thank
Joan,
you.
Also, Joan, you have access to the recordings of Beamer Saturdays, and guests and customers are always invited to the online Beamer Saturdays or customer appreciations or anything like that. And they do record those, and they are available in the back office.
Okay, thank you very much.
You are welcome. So, Ian, we have about 1 minute left. Do you have any final thoughts?
No, I don't. Is there any way I can convince you to travel cross-country with me? Well, this is it. I'm going on Friday.
Okay, well, I'm going to wish you travel.
All right, yo.
And I want to see pictures on social media of all the meetings that you're going to host across the country.
Okay, I'm traveling alone. All right. Take care, guys. Have fun.
All right. This will wrap up Whatever Wednesday, and I will be back in Florida next Wednesday. So I will see everybody then. Don't forget to get on the national call tonight. I think it's going to be super beneficial having Dr. Burka talk about the B-sit. Also, if you are on the call today and you're a Beamer manager, please check your email. They have postponed our manager's meeting in New Orleans because of the COVID situation in New Orleans, and they are going to be doing something, so watch for further updates on that. And everybody go out and make it a great day. Happy Wednesday.
Show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market